This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Donald Trump's lawyers say the impeachment case against him is an extension of a Democratic witch hunt based on hatred, and they're denying Trump incited the Capitol riot on January 6th. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The defense says House prosecutors manipulated the then president's words to backers in a speech before the attack. Lawyer Michael Vanderveen says, yes, Trump did tell them to fight like hell, but so what? Politicians have said that for centuries, and he showed a video of Democrats doing the same.
Spare us the hypocrisy and false indignation.
But Vanderveen ignored that the president's remarks that day and for weeks before were aimed at mobilizing backers to undermine an election he falsely claimed was stolen. Democrats like Mazie Hirono argue the president knew exactly what he was doing.
He had to have known that there would be violence, they were prepared for violence, and he just lit the match.
In an evenly divided Senate, Trump is all but certain to be acquitted. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Protests have resumed in Myanmar Saturday, a day after supporters of ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi clashed with police Friday as hundreds of thousands joined nationwide pro-democracy demonstrations in defiance of the junta's call to halt mass gatherings. At least three people were wounded when police fired rubber bullets to break up a crowd of thousands in the southeastern city, a Myanmar Red Cross official told reporters. The nation's top public health agency says in-person schooling can be done safely with mask use in the United States, social distancing, and other strategies. In a report released Friday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also said vaccination of teachers, while important, is not a prerequisite for reopening in the middle of a pandemic that has killed more than 479,000 people. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that a top aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has told lawmakers the administration delayed the full story about COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes, leading to calls for Cuomo's resignation.
After media requests, pressure from the Trump administration, and finally a court order, the Cuomo administration was recently forced to admit nearly 15,000 people died in nursing homes of COVID-19, about double what was reported. The secretary to the governor explained this week they froze with concerns that information would be used against them after the federal Justice Department in August demanded the information. Lawmakers from both parties are blasting the Cuomo administration for the secrecy.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden has met with a bipartisan group of governors and mayors at the White House as part of his push to give financial relief from the coronavirus pandemic to state and local governments. The relief is a clear source of division with Republican lawmakers who view the spending as wasteful as part of a $1.9 trillion coronavirus package. Biden wants to send $350 billion to state and local governments and tribal governments. While Republicans in Congress have largely objected to this initiative, Biden has some GOP support among governors and mayors. Disappointed crowds left the Australian Open tennis tournament mid-match Friday, as a Victoria state snap lockdown was about to come into effect. The top seed was delicately poised at the time. Spectators were led out of the arena with a breakup in the fourth set as they sought to level the match after the Serb took the first two seats. The tournament will proceed without crowds over the next 5 days after the state of Victoria was placed under a snap lockdown from midnight on Friday to contain a fresh outbreak of COVID-19, the state premier, Daniel Andrews, announced a measure after the highly transmissible strain of COVID-19 linked to a Briton infected 13 people. He said Australian Open sessions today and tonight will continue as planned with COVID-safe protocols in place. Fans who had already bought tickets would get a refund, he said. He added that the Australian Open would be treated like any other professional sporting event inside the state. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.